Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Johnny O. East Coast traditional meets West Coast casual. The best of both worlds apparel for men and boys. Visit www.johnny-o.com to learn more. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. And my guest is John O'Donnell, founder of Johnny O Apparel. John, welcome to Talking Golf.
Thank you for having me, Ann. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, we've known each other for a long time, since your days back at the Golf Channel, and I remember way back when you started talking about maybe starting your own apparel line. And Johnny O Apparel has been around since 2005. And wow, I'm so proud of your success.
Yeah, isn't it cool? I would have never expected how far we've come. But, I have to attribute most of it to the great people that I've brought on the team over the years. It's been fun to watch and fun to be a part of.
And why a clothing line? How did you come about that idea?
Yeah, as I tell people, I've never really been an apparel guy. And I don't know that I consider myself still an apparel guy. I come more from the marketing side of things. But, the idea came up in a kind of a serendipitous way. The whole impetus was, why isn't there kind of a Southern California version of kind of Polo Ralph Lauren, if you will. And it just happened to be that clothing was the vehicle, you know? And so I figured what would be an iconic logo for Southern California. And that would be, you know, guy holding a surfboard, but instead of marrying that logo with, you know, the cliche surf apparel, I said, let's marry that more with traditional classic pieces. And there was that kind of explosion between these two worlds. And I think the timing was great and a lot of luck involved. And I think this whole stand-up paddle craze has kind of probably added to our appeal, because now everybody's a surfer, even though I think they're really just canoeing. So it's just a lot of, you know, dots connecting at the right time.
Are you a surfer? I know you as a golfer, but I'm not sure if I know
you. You know, I've tried to surf. I've done a fair amount of windsurfing, believe it or not, back in the day. Surfing, actual surfing, no, I'm not a surfer. I've tried it. But for me to try to, you know, position myself as a surfer would be an insult to surfers. I'm probably a 36 handicap surfer. So,
but you are a low-digit handicap golfer, right? You played at UCLA, right?
I played 1 year as a walk-on at UCLA, and I still compete. I love to play. I love the game. It's introduced me to so many people and brought me to so many cool places around the world. And I play now as much as ever.
So you're one of seven kids. You grew up in Chicago, and your brother, people know as actor Chris O'Donnell. And he actually was on my Golf Channel show years ago. And you guys are good Midwestern guys, right? How did you end up in LA, John?
Yeah, now we've turned into lousy LA guys, but you know what? It's Chris has had a great run out here, and it's fun to have him around and talk about a guy that loves the game. He plays as much or more than anybody, unless he's shooting his TV show there on CBS. So Chicago, and we moved out here. I still have siblings in Chicago and siblings in Connecticut and Boulder, Colorado. So we're all over the place, but we get to see each other often.
Well, I know Chris is involved somewhat in the clothing line, right? I mean, talk a little bit about the design and what people can expect when they look at
Johnny O. Chris was one of my, original investors and has stayed on board as an investor. And we've got a ton of family and friends involved. The line is really just, it's cliche to say, but it really is a lifestyle brand. We pretty much can clothe men from footwear to pants to outerwear to pullovers to polos to button downs, swimsuits, whatever it might be. And it really is kind of a marriage between kind of East Coast, Midwest, classic tradition, and pageantry is a word I like to use, married to kind of this Southern California, a little more laid back culture. And we try to, you know, wiggle these two worlds together and come up with something that, you know, everybody can kind of agree on and enjoy. And I think we've, you know, got a product team and a product leader, Chris Knott, who is just really a master at capturing this, this whole, you know, essence of who we are.
So when you and Chris O'Donnell, your brother, get out on the golf course, how do those matches turn up?
You know what? We have good matches. He's a good crafty player. I have to, you know, give him a few shots each side, but, you know, if I get him on a tight golf course, I feel pretty good about my chances. If we get on a wide open course, he can kind of let loose a little and he's going to have a better chance. But we have had some great matches over the years, and I'm sure hopefully we'll continue to have a lot more.
How often do you get to play with each other?
We'll play, you know, we're going in so many different directions. He's got five kids. I got a little guy. He's working on his show. I'm working on Johnny O. There's travel, but we'll get out, you know, once a month, maybe together. He's at different club than me in LA, but we cross paths and play, and we go on trips together once in a while. We just got back from a trip at Bandon Dunes.
Nice.
A few weeks ago with all of the nephews and brother-in-laws and just a little family group of 16 guys. And it was a lot of fun.
I envision when you guys do anything, you do it in like packs of 16, right? With all the
yeah.
people in the family, right? Your siblings, it's, the nephews, yeah. the nieces.
it's a big crew. My little guy, Jack, is the 24th grandchild. So by the time we have a, you know, a grandchild, older grandchild get married, you know, the wedding list starts immediately with about 38, you know, and then you have to go from there. So it's quite a party.
So your parents play golf, right?
Yeah. My mom and dad played golf ever since they were kids. My dad passed away, and my mom, she doesn't play much anymore. She's still very active, but she's kind of put the clubs away, but they were both nice players. And I have another brother who can hit it around and four sisters who can actually move it around. They don't play a lot, but they got it in their blood.
Well, I guess so. So talk about when you first started playing.
I started playing when my dad was transferred out to Los Angeles from Chicago back in the early 70s. And I started playing when I was about 7 years old, took some lessons from legendary golf pro Eddie, the little pro Marins,
nice.
Who I still see today on a fairly regular basis. And it was almost 50 years ago, he gave me my first lesson. And now my little boy, Jack, has taken some lessons from him a half century later. So it's a pretty neat, talk about a full circle. It's crazy.
Wow,
and
little
I just
pro.
Continued
He's
to
a
play.
Legend.
Yeah, very much so.
And you're playing now and,
yep.
and along with running yep. this business. And I understand you even have a net on top of your office space
yeah.
in LA. So that makes it fun to go to work.
Well, you say I'm running this business. I have to confess that I have we have a CEO and COOs and CFOs and a team that's really running the business. I got us kicked off, but Dave Gatto is our CEO and he's pretty world-class. So I just kind of fall in line and do what they tell me to do. We haven't been in the office much since this whole COVID thing, but we do have a little net up there that if you want to take a break and shag a few balls, you can shank a few and get rid of some, you know, cobwebs.
Sounds like a fun work environment. You know,
yeah.
I was recently at Ridgewood Country Club in New Jersey, John, and boy, they have a whole section in their pro shop just for Johnny O apparel. And it's beautifully
yeah.
merchandise. So it looks like you guys are growing very quickly.
Well, a great sales team too. We have world-class salespeople. I mean, it's really a team of true professionals. I'm not kidding when I say many times I just get out of the way and let them have at it because they're just, I can't say enough about it. I just feel very lucky.
Let me ask you this. What have you learned from years and years of playing golf that you can transfer over to the business world?
You know, that's a good question. I think it's, you know, you hear the same old stuff, but there's some truth to, you know, when you make a double bogey, you got to, you know, move forward and forget about it. And I'm sure I've made plenty of double bogeys on the golf course as well as with the business, but you got to move forward. You know, as they say, try to stay in the moment. You know, there's going to be ups and downs as there are in golf, there are in life and business. So you just, and staying true to who you are and also what our goal is and what our target is in terms of what and who the Johnny O brand is. And we really stay true to that. So golf is a great game for life, as we know.
I love it. I just love everything you learn on the golf course that you can bring to your life and vice versa, right? You really get to, and plus you get to know a lot about a person when you're playing golf with that person, right? So well, I don't know if you play golf with somebody before you hire them, but maybe that has been the case.
I think 4 hours on the golf course with someone is quite possibly the best opportunity for an interview. And you don't even have to talk business, but you can really gauge a person's personality and how they react to, you know, screwing something up and how they move forward. And I've spent plenty of time kind of getting to know people work-wise on the golf course and,
right.
And
do what they kind lay of personality up?
Yeah.
Do they go for it?
Yeah.
Are they
still
sportsmen?
Yeah, are they still bright and cheery after they make a triple bogey, or do they go into their little, you know, their little hole for a few holes? And it tells a lot about a person's character.
You really learn a lot about somebody playing golf. And I know a lot of presidents and founders of companies that won't even hire somebody until they play a round of golf with that person so that they can really get to know that person.
Yeah, I haven't put people through that, but I leave a lot of the hiring now up to, the people running the show. But I get a look and I get a conversation with our hires, and just I want to make sure people fit the culture. That's what's really important to me. I can't talk up to a potential CFO and how qualified he is. That's just not my world, or an e-commerce expert, whatever it might be. But I can get a pretty good feel for someone, their personality and hopefully their character traits and things like that, to make sure that they do fit into the culture and to let them know what kind of people we're looking for on a more personal level.
Best golf trip you've ever been on, what would you say it is?
For the first time in my life, all of us, I went to Ireland. It was probably 4 years ago, and it was with that whole crew of nephews and brother-in-laws and brothers. And, you know, that would probably be the best, just because it was to go to Ireland. I'd been wanting to go for so long, and it took me over 50 years to get there. So the golf was great. I was lucky to have a hole in one out at Royal Portrush. And the beauty of that was that I was with two of my nephews and a brother-in-law of mine. And one of my nephews, it's funny, we still laugh about it, because he didn't play a lot of golf up until then. And I knocked it in the hole and he thought, my God, does this always happen, Johnny? I said, oh yeah, you know, every couple of weeks.
A hole in one at Royal Portrush. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What you a know, great
we,
memory.
All, we all get, we all get lucky.
What was the yardage? Which hole was it? And what was the
yardage? I think it's like number two or three out there. And it was funny because it was the year, but the summer before the British Open out there. And I remember walking off the green saying to my brother-in-law, boy, I bet I could sell this about a year from now for some pretty good money.
Unbelievable. What club did you use?
I think it was an 8-iron.
All right.
It was an 8-iron. Yeah, you know, and it was, we didn't see it go in, but you know.
How long was the hole?
Well, I'd love to tell you it was about 185 yards into the wind, but as I recall, it was only about a buck 35, but it was into the wind.
Yeah.
I may have caught a little thin end, but you know what? It went in. So,
hey, it went in the cup, which
That's right. Wonderful.
Well, good for you. What a great memory. And Johnny O Apparel has stores now all over the country, right? I know I've read you have one in Newport, Rhode Island, Fort Worth, Texas, Scottsdale, Arizona, and one in Florida as well.
Yeah, we've got some great partners. You know, we sell at a lot of, you know, we have a lot of wholesale account partners that we sell in their actual stores. But we have some new partners and existing partners that have kind of taken on their own Johnny O shops, and knock on wood, they've been doing great. It's, you know, Scottsdale and Fort Worth and Newport, Rhode Island, and somewhere down in Florida. I'm embarrassed to say, I can't remember. And exciting. We've got a new one, the new one in Newport Beach, California, out here, Fashion Island. We've got a grand opening happening on September 22nd. And I'm really excited to see how that shop performs. So it's fun for people to see the brand come alive at the store level.
Well, it sounds like it's just doing extremely well in a relatively short period of time. And it's just such a pleasure to know you, John. I know you and I met, I think it was the Lexus Challenge.
Yes.
We were playing PGA, La Quinta, was it?
Yeah, it was a Champions Tour player was paired up with a celebrity. And unfortunately, I was not the celebrity, but my brother Chris at the time was. And it was an amazing event. And Ray Floyd hosted it. And it was probably went on for about 4 years. And that was an amazing experience because Nicholas Palmer, player, Trevino, Floyd, they were all there. And I was blown away.
I still have that poster in my golf bathroom in the house. And it was a special, special tournament. And that's when I met Chris. I think I met you guys on the golf course and I ended up interviewing Chris. And we kind of go back a long way. So again, it's so great to see how this brand has just grown by leaps and bounds and continued success, John.
Thank you, Anne.
When are you going to start making apparel for women?
You know what? Very, very relevant question. Stay tuned. I'll leave it at that. But we are taking a real, real close look at that as we speak. So I hope we get something going because it's the number one request that we constantly hear. But we just want to make sure if we do it right. So
exciting future. John O'Donnell, founder of Johnny O Apparel. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ann.
Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Johnny O. East Coast traditional meets West Coast casual. The best of both worlds apparel for men and boys. Visit www.johnny-o.com to learn more. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.